it's your boy Oki Freshwater, and you are now listening to The Morning Detour with Wizzy and K on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Let's get it.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM. Hey,
listen what I'm saying. If I was to drop it right now, my last thought would be, I've had a good life.
What type of games being played? How's it going down? It's on to the storm that I got to know now. Is you with me or what? Nigga trying to get me a nut. Cause honey's gonna get me the vibe. Why?
I'm politicking with this chicken, wondering if I'm a creeper. Little hood rap from 25th named Tamika coming through like I do. You know, getting my bark on. Knew she was a thug cause when I met her she had a scarf on. 54'11", size 7 in girls. Baby face would look like she was 11 with curls. Girlfriend, what? Remember me from way back? I'm the same cat with the wave cap that my fuck TNT used to blaze at. Still here, so it's all good. Oh, you know my n***a rich and them doing their thing on 35th Dan. It's a small hood and it's all wood, so let me get that number. I get up,
alright.
Hit you on the track later on, see what's up. Talking to shorty made me wanna do something nice. What? Looking at that made me wanna do something tonight. What? And I know right when I see right. Shorty looking like she tight and she bite. Let her give a green light.
What type of games are being played? How's it going down? It's on till it's gone, then I got to know now. Is you with me or what? Nigga trying to get me enough. Just cause honey's wanna give me the vibe. Till it's gone, then I got to know that. If you with me, you are. Think I'm trying to give me another. Just cause I just wanna give me the vibe.
I'm getting that shorty like what you need, what you want. Want for nothing, cause I got you, but you front. I see you with your baby father, but it don't matter. Since you gave me the... That ass getting fatter. Let that go play daddy. Make moves with me. I done kept it more than real, boo. Can't lose with me.
True.
Heard he smacked you cause you said my name while y'all was sexy. Ran up on this cat he thought was me and started flexing. You know I ain't even with that. So he gon' have to get that just on GP. Tried to creep me. What? Leave that sleepy. Run the strength for you. When that's your kid's daddy. I ain't gon' send him on his way. Put him up in that big caddy. But let him know. Never mind. Yo, I need you to go. Take this. Up to 150, C, Joe, get that. Come back with that, and we can split that. Sit back, puff, get that.
What type of games are being played? How's it going down? It's on till it's gone, then I got to know now. Cause you rip me, you up. Think I'm trying to get me enough. Cause honey's wanna give me the buzz. What type of games are being played? How's it going down? It's on till it's gone, then I got to know now. Cause you rip me, you up. Think I'm trying to get me enough. Cause honey's wanna give me the buzz.
This morning, Montreal, we're doing a tribute to the king. Long live DMX.
I know that my Savior lives, and at the end, he will stand on this earth. My flesh may be destroyed, yet from this body, I will see God. Yes, I will see him for myself, and I long for that moment. Grandma, I really miss you, and it ain't been the same. I drop a tear when I hear your name. Mariella Holloway. Why you gotta be so far away? Used to say, don't worry, it's gonna be okay. But it ain't, it's like when you left, you took the Lord with you. Why couldn't I come when he came to get you? Damn, I really miss you. I had to say it again. I remember the time when I was like 10. Crept up in the neighbor's yard, yeah, being hard-headed. You told me I would get it, you said it. Boy, did I get it. But after you spanked me, you hugged me, kissed me on my forehead, told me that you loved me. And I saw that it hurt you more than it hurt me. I thought, how bad could this hurt be? I know now, that's why it's only done out of love. What I wouldn't give for one more hug from Grandma.
Baby, it's gonna be okay.
Oh, yes,
she used to tell me that.
Members is gonna hate me, but I'm gonna let you know what's been going on lately. Now you know since you left, a lot of things with your kids done changed. Yeah, Jackie's still crazy, don't know what's up with James. Ain't seen Jerry in a while, you know he walked like you. And Renee's back in jail, you know she talked like you. Ricula's doing real good now, she working. Rhonda's still running around, tricking, jerking. Buckeye's bugging, he done lost his mind. And Jarvis, back out of jail, doing fine. Collie, he done changed, it ain't all about self. It's for my father, well, that's something else. Buzz, that's my dog, the oldest grandmother down. My great-grandmother, making a lot of trips out of town. But that's a good thing. And if I could only hear you sing once more, hold on, the comfort it would bring.
Baby, it's gonna be okay.
same spirit.
Right.
Left behind a mother, 11 kids, 11 grandkids. And since then, two of your grandkids done had kids. I had a boy named Tacoma, Xavier's brother. That's right, Xavier made you a great grandmother. I thank you for the best times of my life. I thank you for when you first met her, accepting and loving my wife. I thank you for those Sunday dinners, they were vital. I thank you for my life. I thank you for the Bible. I thank you for the song that you sang in the morning.
Amazing grace.
While I'm yawning, I thank you for the two beatings you gave me. Cause I know somewhere along the line, the lesson I learned from them two beatings saved me. When you died, I cried like a baby. I beg the Lord to take me, cause no one else could give me what you gave me. But life, like everything, comes to an end. I pray I go to heaven to see you again.
Amen. It will be okay. Don't you know?
She used to tell me that.
Montreal, boy, it's dark. It's dark. It's dark, Lorena. Sometimes, boy, the demons get the best of you. This morning, we're sending a tribute out to Earl Simmons. He's known as DMX. He was a Hall of Fame rapper, a GOAT rapper. He was an actor. He was an inspiration to me and many people in the hip-hop community. It hit us by shock this week. His passing, he passed away at 50 years old. So this week, this Friday morning, Montreal, my city, we're going to send off DMX right. Rest in power, Earl Simmons. Man, it's been tough, Lolo. It's been tough, man. We're losing all our greats. Last year, we lost like 200 rappers. Not all of them were notable, but losing DMX, it hurts. At 52, I felt like he had so much more to give us.
Oh, he definitely had so much more. But it was really a tough one to take in. So condolences to his family.
But we're going to go hard this morning. I'm playing all the best of DMX. Lorena, it's starting to feel like the 90s. We're not going to talk about the obstacles he went over. We're not going to talk about all the court cases. We are going to celebrate his greatness on the Morning Detour this morning. For those of you that are new to the show, for the next 2 hours, we're going to give you the best in news, reviews, and interviews. This week, we have, oh boy, social entrepreneur. We got Mr. Balaram Mahonis on the show. New York Times says he's the Canadian Barack Obama. So you know how to talk the madness with him. We spoke about politics. We spoke about education, systemic racism. A very intuitive interview as well. And you know, I don't know what was going on over the weekend, but I didn't know that we were a riot state. On Sunday, they went crazy. They went crazy in the Old Port. One of the only beautiful landmarks we do have in Montreal, the Old Port. These businesses have been closed down due to the pandemic, and it was just sad all the things they had to go through. So I brought in my man, fellow podcaster Blake from the Uncommon Sense podcast, to have a riveting conversation about the riots and the people that smashed stuff and the government. Is Legault doing a good job? Is there too much pressure? Can we give the boy a break? That's what I want to know. And in the news, Lorena, I don't know if you saw this. Valerie Plante, our mayor, wants to put a mileage tax on people that drive their cars because she's trying to get more people to get on public transport. I don't understand where she's going. You don't want us to get too much together because of COVID, but you're trying to put together initiatives that's going to force us to take more public transport. How does this make sense? And then you wonder why people protest. I'm not trying to advocate for the rioting, Lorena. I'm just saying. Much of my city. This is the Morning Detour on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser. The Montreal Kobe Bryant, they know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. I'm alongside producer, publicist, philanthropist, Lorena PR's in the building. What's going on, Queen?
What's going on? Good morning, Montreal.
So, Lorena, I took your advice on Monday. Me and my lady, we went to the planetarium. Let me tell you, boy, what a riveting experience. I got all kinds of questions about the cosmos. If y'all think we are the only ones, I don't know what books you've been reading. First of all, Tom Hanks is the greatest narrator of all time. He should narrate all the books and all the videos. I went to the planet. Yeah, he narrated the one I saw. So I think I saw the beginning of Planet Earth, and I saw the one that explained all the galaxies and how everything came about, and how like we're just one galaxy and there's all these other galaxies, and then it stops because we can't even discover past that. And y'all think aliens don't exist? I don't know in what world. So let me go to the planetarium, beautiful thing. Haven't been there since I was at Marcus Garvey Day Camp. I know everybody's picking up their hands in their car. So I go in there. I need that screen in my house, Lorena. That dome, that half dome, I need it in my house.
What?
So, yeah, so they bring you into this dark room. So the screen is above your head. So it's like this big half dome. And I'm on these beanbags with my lady. And man, I got comfortable. Oh, what an experience. So you lay down the beanbags and you look up at the sky. And it's very interactive. It's a beautiful thing. If you guys are looking for something cool to do with your partner, with your kids, take them to the planetarium. It's very instructive, and it was very amazing too. So I had a really good time doing that. So shout out to you, Lorena, for suggesting that in the community updates and such forth. Next is the biodome. I need to see the animals, Lorena, but it's kind of twofold, Lorena. I do feel bad for the animals because they're caged in a little bit. That's neither here or there. How was your week? I see you're busy. You're doing your publicist thing. You're back to school. You're, man, what don't you do, Lorena?
I'm just trying to make it out here. That's what I'm doing. But yeah, no, I have a lot of things going on. A lot of something I'm working on with the Crown Project, because I can't do the prom contest. Right. So I'm going to change it up a bit. I got to find like a clever name. Not really good with names. But yeah, I'm creating graduation boxes. So I'm going to announce that later on today or over the weekend.
Right.
Just to get some kids entering the contest. And they're going to win a graduation box full of gifts.
Well, listen, man, you know, we partners. You can always come to me for the names. You know, I got the name game on lock. Mood Chaser. So, Lorena, you know, we're showing love to Earl Simmons, DMX, Dark Man X. You know, man, I was watching Belly the other night, man. I was like, man, yo, DMX is such a cult classic. I have him up there next to Jay-Z. Don't argue with me if you have Jay-Z versus DMX first. In my top five, I got X is up there for me. But I want to ask you this morning, Lorena, what was your favorite DMX moment or album or song that really stuck with you?
I think album, I'm going to say It's Dark and Hell is Hot.
Yeah, yeah.
That is my album. I just remember back in the day, like, with my friends, with, like, Sade, Mikey D. I remember I took his CD. I think I burnt a copy of his CD because I wanted, the music so bad. But there's just so many moments, like from Romeo Must Die. That's a movie that I love because Ali was in it. Back in One Piece is one of my favorite songs.
Come on. So what? What you think? I don't got Back in One Piece? You don't think I'm playing the song with Monica after this? Come on.
I didn't say anything. But that's one of my favorite songs. How It's Going Down is another one of my favorite songs. He's just, I love seeing him in movies. I love watching his interviews, his energy. And just the stories, the friendship he had with Swiss Beatz was amazing.
Yeah.
It's like a real true friendship, someone that always looked out for him. Just there's too many moments to name.
Listen, if you grew up in the 90s, you can't say that Rough Riders didn't impact your life. Swiss Beatz, Eve. Cardi B and them can't hold nothing to Eve. When Eve was just, Rough Riders with DMX leading the charge and the locks. Man, the cut, man, it was crazy, man. Yo, that was, I'm talking about Lorena 97, 98, 99. You had Puffy with Bad Boys. They were like the Lakers. And then you had Rough Riders. They were like the Bad Boys. They were like the Sons of Anarchy of rap. Oh, man. Then you had Rockefeller. They were the Pretty Boys. They were the Hustlers. Hove, Dame, John them. Man, even putting together the mix this morning, Lorena, you know, it brought me back to us being in high school. It made me so nostalgic, you know.
Yeah.
And what really sucks about getting older is that a lot of people that you emulate, a lot of people that, you know, you view and you look up to, unfortunately, you're going to see them die. And, you know, it's a part of life. And I think the best part of all of this is kind of understanding, you know, celebrate those that you have in your life that you appreciate. You know what I mean? Go back and listen to some DMX songs. Go back and watch Romeo Must Die, Cradle to the Grave. Belly's a cult classic. Lorena, where do you have Belly in hood films? You have Boys in the Hood. You have Friday. You have Love Jones. Where do you kind of stack Belly in terms of like urban, hip-hop, cult classic movies? Shout out to Hype Williams that was on fire at that time doing music videos. Where's Belly? Is it in your top three, top five?
It probably would be in my top five. It's one of, like, Nas is one of my favorite rappers. So to have Nas and DMX in one movie, both of them are leads, to me, that was crazy. So that's one of my top movies. I really enjoy that movie. It is actually on Amazon Prime. So if anybody has Amazon Prime, you can definitely check it out.
Hold on now. Hold on now. Look who just showed up. He didn't bring no bagels. He didn't bring no coffee. No Starbucks. We have Mr. Brian Holiday, a.k.a. Doc, from Geektastic Cypher for Podcast, the nominated podcast on top of it. You know what I mean? From Free Agents Media. What's going on, brother?
Yo, man, I've been chilling. It's been hectic at work, so I haven't had a chance to reach out because I wanted to talk to you last week. I didn't get a chance to, but I wanted to talk to you. You know, big things have been going on. The podcast has been doing well. The group has been doing well.
Right.
You know, you guys have been destroying it here on the Morning Tutor every Friday.
We on Fridays, Doc!
Yo, man. I'm seeing people posting. Every time I go through my feed, everyone's talking about the morning show.
That's what's up.
Man, I got to say, every time I talk to people about... like, I've been working in radio and broadcast since I was 17, and I've seen a lot of people talk about trying to get more black content and more representation and stuff like that. And there's been so many conversations about too many cooks in the kitchen. Everyone wanted to be in charge. Nobody wanted to. But you guys came along and have just been working like a unit. The team is solid.
Yeah.
You guys respect each other. You guys put out an amazing show and you support the community. So shout out to you guys. You know,
thank you very much.
Called MTL, and we're talking about best host. I don't think best host only comes down to the person that has the most energy, but I think it's also someone that's doing a lot for the community, and you've been holding it down. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
My nomination, if y'all gonna ask me,
tell them, Doc,
who needs to be nodded and crowned for best host, best radio host in the city, you know, Wizzy's right here. He's been doing it.
Yeah.
So shout out to him.
You know what's funny, Doc? I had a revelation a couple weeks ago. I'm having the best time of my life. I'm in the twilight zone. You know when you finally get to a point in your life where you're doing something that you really love. I love being on air. I love doing the shows. I love trying to figure out how I'm gonna make the next show better than the last show.
Yeah.
Man, it's a beautiful thing, man. We are truly blessed to be broadcasters and podcasters at the same time. We truly are blessed. But one thing we must not forget, Cup Montreal, toast of this city. What's going on, Doc? Let the people know.
So if you guys haven't had a chance to vote yet, I highly recommend you jump on right now. CultMTL.com/vote best of MTL. There's like 100 something categories out there, but the most important ones that we want to get you guys to pay attention to are, you know, you got best radio show, you got best radio host, you got best podcast. Actually, you know what? Pay attention to all of them, because all those categories help us as a city show love to these different businesses that have been holding it down during this pandemic. There's been a lot of stress for people. It hasn't been easy. A lot of places have had to close their doors for long periods of time. And let's be honest, I'm sure you guys have already talked about it. If not, you're going to talk about it later. Mm. We haven't really seen the Quebec government do as much as they've been saying.
They've been saying
they're doing a lot. Well, have they done everything? Every other week, you want to shut us down. You want to open doors. You want to keep the kids in school. You don't want to keep the kids in school.
The back and forth.
People keep saying the yo-yo. It's more like a punch in the face and then pat on the back. That's what it feels like. So, you know, these businesses have been holding it down. They've been working hard. These musicians have been holding it down. They've been working hard. So Cult MTL does this list every year. This, I feel like it's as important this year as any other year, if anything, to show these businesses that we still appreciate them. So think of your favorite businesses. Think of your favorite artists. Think of your favorite radio hosts and throw them a vote. You know, it's one. You have to fill out a minimum of 25 categories. It's one vote per IP address. So go on and vote, and then, you know, tell your auntie and your cousin and your homie back home. And get them all to vote.
No, that's what's up. And we made it easy over here at the Morning Detour. So if you go to Detour514 on Instagram and you go into our bio, in the link tree, the first one is the Cult Montreal vote. So if you didn't catch the address that Doc gave out, go to Detour514 on Instagram, go in our bio, and you can vote right there. It's very important. Also, best community radio station. If you don't have CKUT up there, we got a slew of nominated shows. But, But Doc, before I let you go here, man, for us in the hip hop community, it's been a tough week. I spoke about it on top of the show. I opened up the show with some DMX, but we lost Earl Simmons.
That was a tough one. I think a lot of artists will say, and I said this on my podcast, a lot of artists will say, oh, my album went double platinum. Not many artists can say I had double platinum in 1 year from two albums. You know what I'm saying?
It's him and Tupac. I want to ask you, though, because I was looking online to make sure, because the site I saw it on was a site that posted this in 2016, and it said that DMX and Tupac are the only two rappers to have two double platinum albums in the same year.
If I'm not mistaken, yeah, because Tupac had the All Eyes, and what was the other? I don't remember what the two were. But I think that's right, because that's one of the things is, and I think if anything, that's a commentary on the industry right now. Mm-hmm. The industry right now would never tell an artist to put out a second album in the same year.
No.
Because the way it works now is you barely look at them as albums. It's all about your spins. So you kind of just want to get the highest spins on like this single, and then you're gonna try and work another single, and then one of your songs is gonna pop off on TikTok, and you're gonna get spins from that one. And you know, the way it works with your rotation and your spins is if you drop a single and your single gets this many spins, if you drop an album after with that single on it, those spins count towards the album and your album already goes gold. Your album already goes platinum. So to go platinum on two albums in 1 year in a world where people were just buying CDs before people could just take their phone and hit play
or download.
You had to be doing something special, and DMX was always doing something special. He delivered the energy. Mm-hmm. He delivered stories. Yeah. You know, that whole thing that Kendrick's doing where he's like flipping back and forth between characters, DMX was doing it.
Early.
You know? Early.
And also, Doc, he's one of the few guys that was like, you know, those thug rapper guys that every album he had a Bible sermon on there.
Yep.
You know, how many quote unquote gangster albums had album sermons on it. You know, I read a piece that said, you know, he had thoughts of becoming a preacher. He did put out a gospel album a couple years ago. But he had thoughts of being a preacher. The grittiness that DMX came to the table, the passion. And just, you know, even the demons too. But I didn't want to talk too much about the demons this morning. I think a person's legacy is much more than the obstacles they had to overcome, but the things that they have achieved. I think DMX is in the same vein as Jay-Z, and I have Jay-Z down as the ultimate GOAT when it comes to rap. And I'm basing this, I think music is very selective when you do your list, but I have DMX and Jay-Z up there. So for me, I'm still trying to grasp my way around it. But before I let you go here, Doc, what was your best DMX moment or song or album?
I think finding out that he had released the second album in that 1 year, like at the beginning of the next year, and realize it, because I thought he just released one album 1 year and one album the next year. And I remember when my best friend bought me the album. Hold on, I'm gonna look it up. My best friend hit me up, I think it was Christmas, and he got me the album, and I was just like, wait, when did this one drop? And he's just like, at the end of last year. And I'm like, he dropped two albums? And he's just like, this December 22nd, 1998. And I was just like, this motherfucker had enough content for a whole other album. Apologies.
No, they know. They know sometimes we go a little bit off the rails at the morning detour.
That's honestly, I'm in high school. I'm a grade 10 or whatever. I'm about, you know, and you're listening to DMX. You love the music. You love the passion. And then you hear that he drops the second album, and you're just like, what is going on? How do you even have that much content or that much time? But that's what he was doing, and that's where he put his energy. So respect to him, man.
Yeah, man. Rest in power, Earl Simmons, DMX, Dark Man X, passed away at the age of 50. Real sad, but we're going to celebrate him this Friday on the Morning Detour. I already kicked it off with some DMX. I got some, you know what I mean? We got Guardians of the Galaxy in the building. DJ Moon 1, DJ Maddie. So it's the Morning Detour. If you haven't voted for us, best morning show in the city, called Montreal. The link's there in the IG. If you haven't voted for Geektastic Cypher as the best podcast in Montreal, I don't know what you guys are doing. This is the Morning Detour. It's the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Peace, y'all.
Ain't no sense in whining about it now.
I'm gonna take you back this morning.
I mean,
I'm gonna take you back.
We knew what it was.
DMX.
We became a part of it. Feel me?
You gotta go home, baby. The Morning Detour.
It's like
there's something on your mind. I can see right through you. I know your girl been treating you wrong, but she ain't no good for you. Why do you hold it inside? Boy, you should let me know. I just wanna make it right.
wanna be the one you can cry on.
Baby, it's like I love my wife. We going through things and I ain't going home tonight. I ain't got time for it. Or is he still with you? Wanna meet at the same spot? Or should I come and get you? I be there in 10, be in the front. I've been getting what I need, so I'ma give you what you want. One on one, cause you know how to talk the dog. You walk the dog and understand New York is hard,
so
baby.
You ain't gotta go home tonight. You can stay right here with me.
I ain't going nowhere. When you wake up, I'm gonna be right there.
Yeah. Don't you worry about a thing.
I ain't worried about shit.
You're here with me.
Look, it's like I love my wife. We going through things tonight. Going home tonight, alright?
It's kind of strange that when you call, she's never home. Now you're there all alone. And you deserve so much more, baby. I can treat you better than she can. It doesn't make sense to keep on loving and keep on trusting when in return all you get is nothing.
More. Never had a mistress this stressed before. Oh, come on, ma. Like it ain't that deep. Like ain't no love there. Like I don't hate that I gotta creep. We go to sleep in each other's arms. Yeah. And I feel like this is where I belong. If loving you is right, then I ain't wrong. But it's the same old song. Wife and fam. Gotta be a father and husband, but I'm still your man, baby.
You ain't gotta go home tonight. You can stay right here with me.
I ain't nowhere. When you wake up, I'm gonna be right there.
Don't you worry about a thing.
I ain't worried about shit.
You're here with me.
Look, it's like I love my wife. We gonna do things tonight. Going home tonight.
The situation's getting critical. I watch so many tears fall. I know she's not what you want. So why you keep on holding on?
Morning to all my city. Welcome back. It's the Morning Detour on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Weezy Moonchase, alongside Larina PR. Now it's about that time for us to do some news. Now, Larina, I don't know what's going on, but a lot of COVID news per usual.
Yeah.
I think the Quebec government is against couples. I think they're against love. Because even couples who don't live together have to wear masks for outdoor activities now. So on Tuesday, Premier Legault clarified that residents of Quebec's red and orange zones. Listen, I still don't know who's red and who's orange. Larina, maybe you can clarify that in the community update. I don't know what's a red zone, what's an orange zone. I went online and everything was just red, so I don't know. But everybody in a red and orange zone must wear masks for outdoor activities if they're drawn by even one person who does not live at the same address. Now, I'm a little bit confused. I live in Côte d'Ivoire. I've been seeing a lot of barbecues. I ain't seen no mask. I see a lot of people group up. I ain't seen no mask. I think one of the park, Van Horn Park, is like the international park for cricket. And it seems like the world cricket event every weekend. There's thousands of people in there. I don't know what's going on. I don't see no mask. But in a tweet, the Ministry of Health and Social Services stated that while this may seem contradictory for people in couples who do not live together, a police officer cannot know who is in a bubble with whom and who lives with who. And that is fair. So listen, at this point, just wear the mask. The ministry calls it a matter of consistency and uniformity. All these big words, Larina. In the enforcement of health measures. The variant is crazy, man. You know, my cousin just got COVID, man. It hurts because now it's starting to hit our demographics.
Yeah.
I'm scared, Larina. I'm scared. I ain't trying to catch that. Imagine me not working. I got like 9 projects going at all times. I'm scared, Larina.
That's why you got to wear your mask. Make sure you wash your hands, hand sanitizer, all of that. It's getting to us.
Larina's best friend, Legault, says stricter COVID-19 measures are not impossible for Montreal in coming weeks. Now, last week, all the good news always happens after we do the show on Friday morning. The curfew's back at 8 o'clock. We're going to have Blake to come on from the Uncommon Sense, talk about the riots and all that. But we back to 8 o'clock. So now he's saying stricter measures? How could it get any stricter, Larina? So Quebec Premier François Legault says stricter COVID-19 measures in Montreal are not impossible in the coming weeks as case numbers in other regions of Quebec continue to rise. So make it stricter for them. Leave the greater island of Montreal alone, Legault. So during a press conference on April 13, the Premier also said that for the time being, Quebec will keep Montreal schools and non-essential businesses open, as well as keep the 8 p.m. curfew. Larina, any feeling? Any thoughts?
Well, first of all, that is not my best friend. That is your friend, because you and him have a great relationship. My thoughts, I don't really have. I said all that I could say. I don't really know what's going on.
I'll ask you this. Based on some of the things and some of the stuff I see, some of the people that were rioting on Sunday, do you feel like you're a tool because you're following the health measures? Do you feel like you're part of, you're a sheep or a clone because you're going with the system? And saying that because you're following the health measures that are given by the government that we voted and elected into power to guide us in the right direction. Do you feel that you're a tool?
No, I don't feel that I'm a tool because I am following that. I mean, there's a lot of conspiracy theories. There's a lot of people that have different opinions on this. But like you said, your cousin got sick. There's a lot of people in my family that's starting to get sick. I want to stay safe and healthy. I'm also not really like an outdoor person. I stay to myself.
You're
I stay
introvert.
Home. Yeah. So, I mean, this is not that crazy to me to stay inside my house. But yeah, I don't want to get sick. I don't want to get my family member sick. So yeah, I'm going to play by the rules in that sense.
But you do like your trips though. Even though you're an introvert, you do love to hop on a plane.
Okay, so I love being outside, but not in Montreal.
So Legault says Quebecers just have to wait 73 more days until freedom. But hold on, not the freedom you're thinking about, people. So Premier François Legault said Quebecers have to wait 73 more days until June 24th for the province to give vaccine doses to all willing adults, calling this the date we can accept the return to normalcy. So hold on now. Is Legault saying once everybody gets vaccinated, is this a conditional freedom that's happening here? Because I'm a little bit uneasy about this vaccine. And now I'm speaking for me, not CKUT. So following the destructive anti-curfew protests in the old port of Montreal over the weekend, Legault said he understands young people are fed up with the COVID-19 measures. So we're going to speak about that in our next segment. But the health minister, he got busy too, Larina. Quebec health workers who refuse vaccines can be put on unpaid leave. A lot of people were caught off guard.
Mm-hmm.
So Quebec healthcare workers have been taken by surprise, they say, by a new decree that if they refuse to be vaccinated against the COVID-19, they could be put on unpaid leave. After all the sacrifice, after all the work they've done the last 18, 19 months, Larina, this is how the health minister is going to turn around and thank the nurses and doctors and surgeons and ambulance workers? This is what we're doing?
They don't care.
So that option is part of a suite of new rules that came down this weekend for healthcare employees who haven't yet gotten vaccinated. So workers in certain parts of healthcare facilities are starting to be asked to provide proof of vaccination. I'm telling you, it's becoming like the Scarlet Letter, Larina. It's the Spanish Inquisition, Larina. So those who can't yet undergo preventive testing, while those who refuse can be reassigned to similar tasks in the health network or be put on unpaid leave according to the new rules handed down by the health ministry. So this system applies to staff in hot zones, long-term care facilities, and hospital intensive care units, with the exception of psychiatric care, among other places. No word on medical records yet, Larina. I will give you an update. Because I got the email, but they never said what vaccine it is. They said it as a general email. They didn't send it as a FYI. I think it's very intrusive the way a lot of the hospitals are going about communicating with their workers or employees about the vaccination and the procedures, but that's just me.
But isn't Quebec supposed to be like one of the top provinces that are handling the vaccination?
Hey, 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 hey. I don't know who's getting paid for those reports, Larina. We cannot hold them accountable.
I'm just saying what I read.
In January, the Ethics Board of Quebec Public Health Institution said it didn't recommend making vaccines mandatory for the province's 325,000 healthcare workers. So that's what they said in January. We're going into spring now, Larina. You know how the tune likes to change. We're the back and forth province, Larina. So according to one healthcare union, it won't necessarily create big problems since most employees who were hesitant about the vaccine at first have since come around. Oh, so you're hoping for everybody to come around. So you ain't even worried about making a mandated vaccine because you're like, oh, everybody's going to come around. Oh, it's so mad. It's so mad. What's even more maddening, I don't know if you guys saw the video showing an SPVM officer punching someone in the head at the park. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. So the SPVM has said it's analyzing the incident partially captioned on April 10th, showing a group, it was a whole gang of them, of SPVM officers pinning down an individual while one officer repeatedly strikes them on the head. So the video has circulated widely on social media and led to a public outcry. So witness Agnes Bebon, who took the video above, told MTL Blog, I saw an officer on a bike hit the man with the bike as he was walking. I don't know if you guys saw the video from the rioters where the police pushed the girl down on the floor.
Yeah, I saw that.
The excessive use of force, and then they say they don't do it. But I digress. So she goes, I saw an officer on a bike hit the man with the bike as he was walking. What the hell is going on? It's like Mad Max right now in Montreal. The officers then tackled him and placed him in a neck hold and then started punching him in the face. And y'all kept hitting me up talking about it's only in America. Y'all kept telling me, oh, that kind of discrimination only happens in the States. Really? No. Really?
It happens all over. And I think it's sad that they always have to analyze a video when there is just, it's right there. The proof is right in your face.
Ocean Lewis, who's part of Racial Justice Collective and has been actively speaking out about what occurred on April 10th, has said hundreds of students, white, able-bodied, privileged students, young people, can go to a park, party for days on end, not social distance, no mask, but this one man almost got the chopping block. Still no answers. She goes on to say it is a double standard, it is disgusting, and it's just further proof that police use excessive force for people of color. We have the videos, we have the recommendations, and still no changes. But the SPVM, they did strike back. I want to show the full story. So SPVM spokesperson David Shane told MTL Blog that in this particular case, police officers were near Parc Jean Mons and they observed an individual that was consuming alcohol on the public grounds. The police officers warned him verbally that he could not drink alcohol. Was this before or after they hit him with a bike?
That's the question.
I need some clarification, Lorena. Montreal, my city is going crazy. And before I back out of the news here, Projet Montreal's mileage tax proposal getting the red light. A little pushback here, Valerie Plante. It's an idea that's not getting much ground with Montrealers or local politicians. A mileage tax proposed by Projet Montreal that will charge car owners a fee per kilometer driven. What the hell is wrong with Valerie Plante? We're in a pandemic. Most people have lost their jobs. There's people on furlough. And now you want to force people to take public transportation. I get it. You guys love the fact it's $3.50, $3.75. God knows where it is at now. I got in a taxi the other day, Larina, and it started at $5. The inflation rate is crazy in this city. Marvin Rotran, Montreal City Councilor, said they're disconnected from what regular Montrealers are talking about. Valerie Plante, come back down to earth, please. We don't need a mileage tax. I work hard to get my car. I work hard, you know what I mean, to do my job properly. Now you want to institute a tax? We're already taxed a lot, Larina. Montrealers already pay a fuel tax, and they're charged a public transit fee on the registration for each vehicle owned. And now you want to throw another tax? What is wrong with this woman, Larina? What is wrong with her?
That's been her plan. Like, remember, she wanted to extend the metro line. She wanted a pink line. She wanted more people to take bicycles. So she's really in for the pedestrian, getting out there and not people not using their cars.
So the mayor of a Montreal suburb says trying to encourage people to use public transit by adding a new tax on the car use just doesn't add up in residential areas with low density housing. Valerie, please come to the show. Please come to the show. Beaconsfield Mayor George Burrell told Global News, Burrell says that plant teams should focus more on reducing its spending. Uh-oh, shots fired. Shots fired, Lolo. Valley Plant, check your team. Check your neck. They should focus more on reducing its spending rather than introducing a new tax. This is not the time to introduce new things. We're trying to cope and manage. This is the mode that we are in. Am I wrong, Lorena? If I'm wrong, let me know. Cope and manage is the mode we should be in, no?
I agree.
Oh, boy. Montreal, my city, boy. Talk about the news. Talk about the news. Keep a lot coming up next, man. A riveting conversation with Blake from the Uncommon Sense podcast. We spoke about the riot that happened on Sunday, the protests against the new curfew measures administered by Prime Minister François Legault. It's riveting. Keep a lot. It's the Morning Detour.
Dark Man X.
Always trust everyone to be themselves, but trust in the fact that you can see them well. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, trust. It takes too much energy to not trust someone. You know what I mean? It takes too much energy. You only got to say 2 steps ahead of them, whatever. But trust them to be them.
The legacy lives forever.
Trust the snake to bite you. Right. Trust a lion to laugh. Trust the thief to steal from you. Like, trust them to be them. Too. But know them when you see them.
DMX.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I went there this morning. You might need to stop what you're doing. Put the coffee down.
Hey, yo.
Tell the kids, hold on. We are playing some
you know what a dog needs.
DMX.
Do you really know Aaliyah. What a dog needs?
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
What dog is it? Come on. Not just any. With a real. Let's go hold that dog down. Baby, I am what I am. I'm gonna be who I be. Everything from chasing the cat to putting on the tree. Let me see what I gotta see. Do what I gotta do. Dog for life, but keep it true. Every once in a while I break out the backyard to roam and get reckless, but I still know that home is home. And when I get there, I'ma sit there, take a there, put my there. Do I handle my business?
What?
Yeah. I'ma run till I bust my gun and empty the clip. And if I come home, we gotta go to the skip.
Give me the whip.
I ain't got time for the lip. Just open the fence. Let me go, I come back, I ain't got time to convince. Ever since I was a pup, I've been stuck with the street.
Come on,
keep the heat, gotta eat. I pass in a week, if it's out there, I want it. All at one time, so when it's my time, I done it.
I know you kill for me, you die for me. I know you like to rip and run the streets, but I get nervous sometimes, too, baby. I can't help to think, you might not make it home to eat. I barely sleep,
come
could
on.
You pick up a phone and call me at home. And let me know you ain't in some heat. And don't go crying, you're grown. You know I'm looking out for you. Cause you be looking out for me.
Yo, you can go with the dog.
If you make this promise to me, you make it back in one piece.
Say you can go with the dog.
If you make this promise to me, you make it back in one piece.
Oh, you go bend
in
the law.
If you make this promise to me, you make it back in one piece.
I know you up in the law.
If you make this promise to me, you make it back in one piece.
Peace.
Oh, boy.
I might leave the heat behind. In the streets, I'm fine.
That's why
I sleep till 9. Out by 10. Back by 10. Sleep till 9. Do it again. If you love some, let it go. If it comes back to you, it's yours. If it doesn't, you'll never know. You got me, I got you. Dog with a dog. Ride till we die.
What?
It's all
yeah,
up in the song.
If you make this promise to me, you make it back in one piece. Say you can go with the dog.
If you make this promise to me, you make it back in one piece. Oh, you go back.
Moon one and the ones and twos. DMX boy, we gonna miss you. Long live the king.
Now more than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Let's show our love for our brothers and sisters in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and give generously to legitimate efforts to help. Vincentians Ulette McNichol and Donnet Jackson have come together to organize relief barrels for those affected by the volcanic eruptions. We're appealing to the community for donations of non-perishable food items to be sent off by the end of April. If you are moved to help, please call 438-830-2092 or 514-318-8763.
Yo, this is the boy, King Shadrack, and I want you to check out the brand new album called Phoenix Rising. Say it.
Oh, yeah.
The 23rd of April. Brand new album, Phoenix Rising.
Gasha, gasha, gasha.
Check it out, my album, 2021. Yo, stream it, buy it, download it, check it out. Phoenix Rising.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, my city. I'm joined now by fellow podcaster Blake. He has the popular podcast called The Uncommon Sense Podcast. A very intuitive joint. You got to be smart for this one. But he's also a personal trainer. I love his takes. He's one of my smartest friends. Let's talk about what happened on Sunday in Montreal. Montreal, I went to bed. I did a podcast. Me and my lady, we had dinner. I went to bed. I woke up Monday morning, 7 o'clock per usual. My man sent me a link. He said, see, look what happened. I saw videos of them destroying Old Port. Albeit, the Old Port is one of the most beautiful places we have in our city. So I understand why anybody would destroy down there. That's beyond here or there. But let's dive into it. The Gazette of Montreal wrote on Monday, Sunday's Montreal's curfew was moved back to 8 p.m. just a few weeks after it had been changed to 9:30 p.m. resulting in a protest that began with people dancing to loud music, chanting anti-Legault slogans. Yo, they need to put the anti-Legault slogans on mixtapes, Blake. But that's neither here or there. And calling for freedom for the young. They're calling for freedom for the young. So the seemingly festive tone eventually turned sour when people lit fireworks and set fire to trash in Place Jacques-Cartier. So the Montreal Police Riot Squad was deployed and used tear gas to clear the square. I didn't even know we had a Montreal Police Riot Squad. Sending dozens of people into the streets of Old Montreal, they set fire to trash cans, destroyed city benches, and smashed shop windows. Let's remember, a lot of these shops in the Old Port really survives, really thrives on tourism, which has been kind of obliterated due to COVID-19. So already these businesses aren't even generating income, and we're destroying it. So, Blake, I want to ask you this morning, was the riot warranted? Did you see a purpose to it?
Purpose, it's hard to say. Purpose is a weird word to use, but it was an inevitability, I think so, because you have a situation where young people don't have much at this point. And if we remember when we were in our teens and 20s, you know, like we were out there doing stupid shit. And it's part of growing up, you know, kind of going out there, living on your own, making stupid mistakes. Well, you still can make those mistakes, you know, just, you know, getting into mischief to a certain extent. A lot of that's been taken away from them due to, you know, COVID and all these things, you know, and everything that's been going on. The one thing I will say, though, I don't know if I'm fully behind the whole anti-Legault thing.
Yeah.
I think that's more just to, I think that happens no matter who's in leadership.
Exactly,
You're going to get a situation where everybody's going to think that, like, you know, a revolt is necessary. And if we get rid of the leader, something else is going to happen. But I just like to kind of bring out the idea that regardless of who's in power right now, regardless of who you try to kick out, who you try to bring back in, the situation is going to be the same. Nothing's going to change. Like, it's not going to change. Nobody knows what to do in this scenario. And I totally understand where people are coming from as far as, you know, everybody getting, everybody's up in arms and everybody's fucking fed up and they don't want to, you know, they don't want to live with these things. But the fact of the matter is the science, although they're not really following it, does kind of prelude to the fact that now the variants are starting to go and starting to get people who are younger sick.
Yeah.
So it's starting to become more of a serious situation. We're not talking about just old people who are in old folks' homes with compromised immune systems. This new variant is now starting to affect younger people.
Our demographic. Yeah, it's a very serious situation, mm-hmm. Blake. And I think for some of the protests, it was kind of like, you know, I think some of them, half of them believe that COVID doesn't really exist, that like it's some kind of government conspiracy. But I'll be here to tell you that I work in the hospital industry, and it's a very real thing. Now, we can disagree in terms of how they've managed it, but but just like you, I'm not anti-Lego. You know what I mean? Anybody that's at the head of the ship, you're going to have to take unpopular decisions sometimes. And this curfew is one of the measures. So Montreal Mayor Val Dupont described the vandalism as unacceptable, Blake, and defended the police response to the situation. Plante acknowledged the right to protest. I quote her in saying, but it has to be done within the rules. To smash the windows of stores and restaurants while the owners are already on their knees because the past year has been tough, I find it unacceptable. So those against the measure say there's no proof it has any impact on reducing COVID-19 cases. So on Monday, Quebec Health Minister Christian Dubé tweeted that a Google study of the curfew showed an immediate decrease in nighttime mobility in Quebec when it was implemented, which he says reduces contacts by extension. So obviously, if you have a curfew, there's reduced mobility. It's kind of like the pot calling the kettle black. Like, obviously, if there's a curfew, there's less vehicles on the road, there's less mobility in Quebec. And by that, you're taking that account and attaching that to the fact, by extension, this reduces contact between people.
Yeah, to an extent. The biggest thing, though, like, is the one thing that we look like when you look at how everyone's kind of handled this all over the planet, and where the more successful areas are, is the fact that they're sticking to their guns. Mm. The biggest problem that the Quebec government has, that Legault has, and that his ministry has, is they keep changing the rules.
Yeah.
People don't like, to a certain extent, your government almost has to be like a mythical creature. It's got to be something where, like, you live by these laws that are orchestrated by whomever. It's almost like these rules are unbreakable. Like, you have to live by them, you have to deal with them, you're going to have to go through, you know, through great suffering and constraint, these rules can change, but there has to be some level of almost mysticism when it comes to these rules than about breaking them or changing them.
Right.
And the problem is, and where people are having a serious situation, is that we keep changing them.
Mm-hmm.
I got buddies who are teachers, and I was talking to them, you know, about this whole situation, how things goes, because we're kind of patting themselves on the back, saying that, okay, well, you know, we've gotten ahead of this thing and we're doing well and the numbers are going down. Or, you know, we're going to have kids return to school full time. And they're like, why? Like, we've been doing this like, you know, 3 days a week in, the rest of the week day off. Like, you know, we've managed. We've got
it's been working
going.
For the most part, right?
But it's the question of, you know, just having a
continuity.
Routine, right? That's it. Just keep going and just we'll get through it. And for the most part, at least for me in my experience, humans can deal with that. They can deal with the routine. Although shit has changed, although we're going through a tough time right now, a certain understanding of, you know, this is what we're going to do for now until shit hits, you know, until shit gets normal, we're good. The problem with the Quebec government is they keep celebrating too early.
Yeah.
They see a little bit of change and they start patting themselves on the back and say, okay, yeah, well, the numbers are going down and they were at 1,500. Now they're at 780. So we're good. So now we're going to lenience. It's like, listen, dumbass, don't do shit. Okay, like you don't keep something going by stopping doing something and allowing people to do shit. That's just not how it works. Yeah. I understand that we are in a province that is very proud, very rebellious by nature.
Yeah.
That's just how we are. We're the Texas of Canada. We don't like to follow anybody else's rules.
Is that who we are?
We're the Texas of Canada.
Quebec.
I mean, think about it.
Like, yeah.
We have our own legislation. We have our own rules and guidelines. We have our, we do everything on our own, and we only really refer to the rest of Canada like when
it's time to get necessary. When it's time to get our cut of the money.
Well, that's it. You know what I mean? Like, that's just how we are. We like to run it. And listen, whether you're for or against it, that's just the existence of Quebec in Canada. No, that's how it is.
I can rock with
We do things differently, and that's just what it is. But the thing is, with this situation, and like I've talked to you and I've talked to other people,
right.
The thing people have to understand is that nobody was prepared for this. No. I don't care. I do not care what politician you are. I don't care if you hate Trudeau, love Trudeau, hate Legault, love Legault, whoever it is you think should be in power. I guarantee you, no matter who they were never going to be in any kind of position where they could handle this thing efficiently.
Are you talking about you're talking about COVID-19, right?
COVID. Yeah. This whole situation. We've all fucked up. Like, everybody's fucked up. And that's just something we have to come to grips with. We all have to grow up, put on our big boy pants, and just be like, okay, we none of us knew what was going on. You know, maybe we over-exaggerated in some areas, we under-exaggerated in others, but this is just what it is. Yeah. The problem is, and where I have a problem, and I think where a lot of people have a problem, is that when we've made mistakes, we've outlined and articulated these mistakes. Let's not repeat them.
Yeah.
So in the past, we got to a position during last summer where we felt the numbers were going down, things were better, and then they said, okay, cool, we're going to open up, we're going to allow gatherings of 250 people, we're going to do these things, we're going to open. A month and a half later, like a month later, boom, we got to shut down again because COVID ran.
The numbers are going up. Yeah.
The numbers are going up. We can't deal. And then we were shut down all throughout winter, which is whatever. We shut down through winter. But now they're trying to, they almost coerced the same thing. They did the same thing again. We got the numbers down. There was a problem. Then all of a sudden they're like, okay, cool. Well, you know,
we're locking everything down again.
Because our variant, we're locking everything down again, and we're going to move the curfew from 9:30, which what it was, back to 8:30. Now, listen, I understand why they're doing this, especially because the variant affects younger people. This is what they're afraid of. Mm. And their action is to go back to the way things were because they felt like they had a good grasp on not having young people gather when the curfew was at 8. The problem is you just moved the curfew to 9:30 2 weeks ago. Like, if you listen to the doctors and you listen to everything that's going on in the other parts of the world where they're like, France went into lockdown. Italy went into lockdown again because of the variants. England partially went to a lockdown.
Right.
Like, they got to stop looking at Quebec being like, it's understandable that we're our own thing, but we are part of the world. So things that are happening in other places first are eventually going to make their way here.
Over here, yeah, it's going
to
happen.
And we're going to have to deal with it. So, in light of seeing what's going on in the rest of the planet, hold off on making serious changes where we're going to say, okay, we're going to upgrade to 9:30. Like, listen, it sucks. And I know we live in a seasonal country where you get spring, summer.
We got like three good months, Blake.
Exactly. We only get 3 months of summer. We only get we only get 90 days where we get to really go out, party, have fun, wear bathing suits, do this shit. You know what I mean? We only get it. I understand that. But if you limit it and say, like, listen, guys, like, you know, go out, you know, don't go crazy like they're doing now. Like, you know, curfew's at 8 o'clock, you know, staying, like, you know, go out, have your day. When the sun starts going down, go home. And, you know, and the whole thing why we see this thing with the young kids revolting and rebelling is because, listen, man, when you were 20, when you were 25, when you were in your 20s, even some cases in your early to mid 30s, what were you doing? You were going out working all fucking day.
Yeah.
And then the second the sun went down, that's when you went crazy.
That's when
you went downtown. That's when you started going meeting up with girls and guys. That's when you start doing your thing. That's when people start getting crazy and wild. And it's understandable they got all this energy they don't know how to blow off and that they don't know what to do. But the thing is, and where Legault's government has to become more solidified, is they've got to take the stance more of, listen, guys, I know you don't like me, and I know you guys are like all pissed off and that you think I'm fucking up, but this is what we have to do so that we all don't get sick. Because if you think it's bad when the old people get sick, if the younger people start
getting sick,
that's when it's going to become a serious issue.
It's going to become real.
right now, the only thing that's sustaining the economy right now is the fact that middle to younger age people are still in some like context are still working.
Yeah, they're still
like
working.
If they get sick, if the people who are paying taxes right now get sick, we're all fucked. Yeah. Everything's fucked. Like, you're talking about a serious recession. You're talking about, like, we're going to go back to, like,
it's going to be a total collapse. You know what people got to take away here is that, you know, we're facing a real health crisis right now. And some of the measures are going to be uncomfortable. Some of the measures are going to leave us restless. We have to trust in the process a little bit, and we go from here. But destroying our city isn't the answer. Montreal, my city, I've been speaking with Blake. Popular podcast is called The Uncommon Sense. Very smart brother. Also a personal trainer. Great things, Blake. I love having you on, man. Always great takes. I learned a lot. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too. Appreciate it, bud.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
The best thing that we can hope for, the most important thing we can hope for, or pray for, or ask for, is that our desires coincide with God's will.
The voice, the passion, the icon. There will always be only one, DMX.
At the end of the day, at the beginning of the day, it's going to be God's will. It's always going to be God's will.
I want you to ask yourself one question. If you had 24 hours to live, what would you do? That's a deep right there. A lot of pressure. How would you handle it? Mace, what would you do?
Yo, I'd turn out Lola. Heterosexual, smack conceited right off the pedestal. I even look for my dad